KuCoin hits 45M users as payment volume triples in H1 2026. KuCoin published its H1 2026 review on July 27, timed to the exchange's 9th anniversary. The KuCoin account reported crossing 45 million global users and 1,600-plus listed assets, alongside two operational numbers that matter more than the headline: off-chain payment volume tripled, and the KuCoin Web3 wallet moved past pure self-custody into native perpetuals and tokenized U.S. equities. The numbers behind the anniversary post: the review, titled Beyond the Signal, lists specific growth figures rather than round marketing claims. New user growth ran hottest in Latin America, up 170%, and Africa, up 30%. The exchange also cited 44 consecutive months of proof of reserves, reporting backed by 14 independent hack-in audits, and a 300% jump in daily active users for its KIA assistant layer. These are self-reported figures from the vendor's own post, not third-party audited totals, so treat the user count as a company metric. The proof of reserves cadence is the one claim with an external check attached, since hack-in's attestations are published separately. Web3 wallet moves into perpetuals and tokenized stocks. The product change worth flagging is the wallet expansion. KuCoin's self-custody wallet now offers native perpetual futures and access to 260-plus tokenized U.S. stocks through Ondo Global Markets. That puts KuCoin among the exchanges pushing tokenized equities into consumer wallets, following the same rail other issuers have leaned on this year. Tokenized stocks carry the usual caveats. They are synthetic exposure, not direct share ownership, and liquidity and redemption terms depend on the issuer. For anyone comparing this to Robinhood's tokenized rollout or the broader real-world asset push, the mechanics differ provider to provider. Payment growth is the card-relevant signal. For readers here, the line that counts is off-chain payment volume tripling. KuCoin runs the KuCard Visa debit product, and rising off-chain settlement volume is the ecosystem context that determines whether a card program gets sustained investment. A tripling in payment throughput suggests the spending side is growing faster than the trading side. That said, the post did not break out card-specific numbers, funding options, or fee changes. Nothing in this review alters how the KuCard works today. Existing cardholders see no rate change, no new country availability, and no fee adjustment from this announcement. The signal is directional, not a product update. The tokenized stock feature is also wallet side, not card side. U.S. users weighing the tokenized equity access should read it as a trading feature inside the app, separate from anything you spend at checkout.